been liaising as stakeholders with the government department in the formulation of this. There's been a lot of public consultations and stakeholder forums and things like that. And it's at a very advanced stage now. And I think the minister will be bringing the heads of bill to cabinet shortly. But in the course of our liaison, we've discovered that the initial obligation rates will be very, very low. Really only about 1.5% to start with, rising to 3% after 2 years. Now, this is going to give a return of very, very low reduction in carbon emissions. And as an industry, we can introduce an immediate reduction of 20% blend HVO with kerosene. But, you know, the scheme really is pitching it too low. And we feel the reason for this is because it's treating the gas sector and the liquid fuel sector together for the RHO.
We know the importance for particularly this part of the country regarding heating the homes. Of course, Ireland has a very interesting climate. A lot of people listening in probably will say that they continue to heat their homes using oil. And this time of year, even in, as we speak here in the middle of June, what approach do you think that the homeowner can take in relation to this?
Homeowners obviously can approach the companies themselves. They can still get HVO, and many of them are doing this at the moment. And they're more high grade boilers coming in there. You know, they can take, you know, their HVO compatible boilers, so they can do this. I think the interesting thing about an RHO is it gives a stimulation. It gives an incentive to the industry to start supplying more of this. And if you set it so low, then, you know, the industry really will say, really, it's not viable for us to invest in a better infrastructure to supply this.